Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another exciting episode of Are You Not Entertained? I am your host, not your whore.
Use a hoe.
That's true. I am a hoe, but I am also your host, Russ Snyder. Again, if I didn't say it, it is episode 108, and it is April 25th, 2018. We talk about wrestling on this show, and with me, as always, is Kent. Kent, how are you doing?
Well, I'm not as big of a hoe as you, apparently. But, you know, I'm adequate. Had some pizza. Just woke up, you know, less than a half hour ago. Feeling good.
So you're ready to go.
I am so... This is how I want to start my morning.
Yes.
At 8:18 p.m.
That's what happened. Now, there's a lot going on this week, so we want to get everything to it. The Greatest Royal Rumble happening at the end of the week. At the end of the week, not even having to wait till Sunday.
Noon on Friday.
Yeah. And I think if you start it at noon on Friday, you're going to be watching till probably like 6 at night at this rate. I mean, that's what it seems like.
Yeah. Raylene actually asked me, she's like, how long is it going to be? I'm like, oh, it's only 8 hours. The fuck are you talking about? It's 8 hours. I'm like, well, like WrestleMania was 7. They're trying to make it a little bit better.
Right. This is like the greatest Royal Rumble. It's got to be at least an extra hour.
Yeah, I mean, Saudi Arabia is going to be partying hard.
Oh, yeah. There's no way by the end there's going to be any fatigue, cheering, and everything like that. Not at all.
No, not at all. Be a great night.
Yeah. Well deserved. We'll talk about all of that today. So, but before we get to that, Kent, I need to know, what was your moment of bliss this week?
Well, I had a few things in mind. You know, I love all the attention that WWE said, well, last week we had a 10-man tag for a main event, so this week the women get a 10-man tag. Of all weeks that you pick to have the women main event, you pick it the go-home show to a show that does not allow women to compete. And I guess that is their quote-unquote gesture to try to make up for it. But it feels really fucking stupid. And once again, I want to say just how much of a fuck-up WWE is for not having booked something in the States with all women, even all women on commentary. They could have had Renee Young, Charlie, and like Stephanie or Lita or Trish. And it could have been a historic first time ever, which, by the way, if you go to WWE.com and look up the Greatest Royal Rumble match, it literally says historic first time ever. It is fucking fantastic how much they can't get that dick out of their mouth. Oh, so much for trying to go PG. We're in week 2 and I have failed at this. Yeah, so kudos on the main event. I don't know. This is just a random shot here, but you know, a lot of people say that America started going to hell when we gave participation trophies. Nobody ever brings up the fact that America also started going to hell when we started saying that every child had ADHD and just gave like this built-in excuse for poor parenting instead of being like, oh, well, if I just hit my kid every once in a while when they act up, then I won't have to hit my kid so much and they won't have ADHD. But, you know... No, it's fact. This is fact. This is why every fucking kid is SAWFT. Or they turn into rapists. These are facts, Russ. Indisputable. I know.
All I was going to say is... No, I lost it. I'm sorry. I'll come back with it. You go on. Tell me more about your motive list.
Finally, though... Now that I've wrapped up on everything that's wrong with America, which is basically like 1/100th of it, but, you know, whatever. The last thing I need to talk about is a certain company, a certain wrestling conglomerate may or may not have infringed upon our copyrighted material.
Verbally copyrighted.
Right. Well, we have the proof. Proof is in the dating system. WWE aired a segment in which Alexa Bliss had a moment of bliss. And I'm sitting there thinking, I've been saying for months, over a year now, that WWE clearly listens to us. They listen to this podcast, whether we don't want to believe it. They do. And they've been waiting for us to stop and get so bored of, like, three listeners that we just would give up. Like, screw it. They will not notice that we just stole their gimmick. Well, they did. Shame on you, WWE. We want our money for the rights, and we will consider selling them at the right price. Lots of numbers.
Nothing less than $10 million. Nothing less.
Right. Nothing less than $10 million. Could you imagine if that really fucking happened?
That'd be amazing. I mean, I'd be like, yes, you can have it. Hell, if they said $100,000, if they said $1,000, like, take it.
Yeah, I'd be like, here, you just have the whole fucking podcast.
Make it better. Take us out of it, put other people in, and, you know, it's great. See, I think what their problem was is they loved the moment of bliss. I mean, this is my thought. They loved the moment of bliss, and they're like, they're putsy, they don't do anything, they suck, they'll be done with this after a couple of weeks. Well, months and months and months later, they're probably like, alright, screw it, nobody listens to them, they're not going to get, if they sue us, we're like, we came up with it first.
Yeah, Jerry McDivitt's just going to pull something out of his ass and prove us completely wrong, and then we'll lose our $10 million. But, in Fantasyland, that would be our proverbial moment of bliss.
That's true. Man, you were talking about something in the beginning, and I couldn't remember...
Beating children?
No, no, no. It was before that.
Oh. Ho?
No, no, no. You're gone too far ahead now. It was your first moment of bliss.
Women?
Yep. I just wanted to say, when would they have the event? The week, like, Backlash was supposed to be, or...?
Yeah. There's no need for Backlash to have matches that really have no meaning, no build-up, because they've been building up this event. So why couldn't they have just, instead of... Backlash done the women's thing. It would have been a great moment. Honestly, it really would have been a good time to do it. We've talked about having an all-women's pay-per-view. I'm 100% for it.
They have enough talent now that they could go through with it. Yes, there'd be some awful, awful matches. But, that, you know, Charlotte's got to be in one of them, so...
Well, yeah. I mean, they could have had Ronda in a featured main event.
Asuka...
Yeah, there's enough talent with, you know, iconic duo up there, Ember Moon. Most of the girls are healthy aside from Alicia, and I think Alicia may even be healthy.
And you could also have a special NXT Women's Championship match. I mean...
Yeah, they could have really, really done something cool with this, and they could have had Bayley versus Sasha, obviously.
Finally, and finally, like, totally to end it, or whatever, you know what I mean? Like just to...
That would have been the main event. They could have main evented with that, and nobody would have been like, no, we don't want to see another 30-minute Iron Man match between Bayley and Sasha. Right. No. That's your main event.
Yeah, it's...
Just...
I can't believe they didn't think of this. And now that we've mentioned it, too late. So you know what's going to happen in about 4 or 5 months.
Yeah, or 2019. Oh, depending on the success of this Greatest Royal Rumble thing.
2019 will do that. You're right. They stole it. Remember that. Verbal trademark right now. 4/25/2018.
And if next week some wrestler debuts called Russ and he has a man crush, we'll know.
Oh, we will know. Yep. All right. So that's going to lead us into our next segment, which is the Are You Not Entertained segment of the week. This week we chose to look at Randy Orton versus Shelton Benjamin. So, Kent, were you not entertained?
Yo, the match itself was actually decent. It was cool that commentary brought up like how these guys were training together way back in the fucking 1910s because they're both old as dirt. Henceforth, Shelton has paid her as a finisher, I believe. Good match. I always enjoy Randy with young guys. Or guys that he's trying to get over. Whenever Randy's in that trying to get people over mentality, Randy's actually really fun to watch. Because he lets them counter a lot of his stuff. I loved the counter for the draping DDT spot. Loved it. I kind of like this little thing with Jeff and Randy, surprisingly. But none of that would have been enough for me to be like, yeah, I was kind of entertained. But then Sunil Singh came out in a mask, and we got to see Randy hit a Singh brother one last time, and that was an instant, yes, I was entertained.
I gotta say, someone on a forum put it very bright, very succinctly. The Singh brothers are magnets to the RKO.
They are. And, you know, Randy also got his patented, back body drop move onto the announce table. Like, everything was going right.
Yeah. As for me, I like the little twist in the beginning where they, at first it was Shelton, was it out there, going out to, then Randy came out and then Jeff came out behind him, or was that
Jeff? Jeff came out and then Randy came out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was just like last week, only Randy came out first, then Jeff. So, okay. Yeah, same idea.
Okay, yeah. I like that. I thought that was entertaining. The match itself was pretty good. You're right. You can tell when Randy cares about the person he's going against, or at least has some investment into it, because he's much better when something's going on, because that was an entertaining match. And I was about to say, you said young guys, but I'll say, isn't Shelton about the same age as Randy at this point, maybe a little younger?
I think Shelton's actually possibly older than Randy.
Okay, so it was just funny when you said old young guys.
Yeah, that. Yeah, it was like a kind of a verbal misstep, but yeah. The point was Randy's trying to get him over. And
because if you look at the two of them, doesn't Shelton look kind of younger?
Well, to steal a line from my black friend, black don't crack.
That's terrible. But you're right. I thought the ending was neat with Sunil getting up and getting that one last RKO for a while anyway. I would say, overall, I was entertained. It wasn't the best segment, I thought, but I was entertained for the segment. I thought SmackDown was pretty good overall. So.
Does it leave open the possibility of making a triple threat at Backlash?
I guess possible. Because Shelton won, right?
Shelton won, yeah. I think that's exactly what they're going for, is to leave it open for three-way.
Yeah, and we'll find out next week on SmackDown. That's basically where they're going with it. So.
You know, speaking of three-ways, I'd feel remiss if I didn't tell our listeners to go on YouTube and look up WWE Game Night Twister.
That is true. I think we should mention that.
I mean, there's nothing specifically in there that I recommend it.
It's not page turning.
No. It was Xavier Woods.
Heath Slater.
John Cone, right? Cone. The referee.
Yep.
There was a girl in it, right?
Can't put my. You know, I swear we mentioned her several times.
Yeah, I. Either way, it's well worth watching. Yeah,
absolutely, you'll get it if you've ever watched this podcast.
Yeah.
So, Carrie, who's already seen it.
Yep.
And WWE. That's okay. So maybe
WWE's going to be like, shit, that happened?
Yeah, exactly. So, we shouldn't have done that. And so, I can't believe, really quickly, just some of the things that were actually happening there between the two people.
Her face by his crotch so many times.
Yes. Yes.
So many times. It was great.
All right. Let's go to our next segment for the week. That is Carrie's Corner, which, again, Carrie isn't here. So, Kat will be taking over Carrie's Corner.
So, this week, during the main event of SmackDown, with AJ Styles and the Good Brothers versus Rusev Day and Shinsuke. Which, by the way, I know we'll talk about this. We'll talk about it later. There was that segment, and one point, Corey Graves said that AJ Styles dodged a bullet. That was clearly a reference to the Bullet Club, and that was Carrie's Corner.
Way to get that indie scene in, Ken.
Bang, bang. Shoot him up.
Doing Carrie proud here. When is she coming back, if ever?
Actually, next month.
So, next podcast, when we come back to review?
It's not going to be that much far, like, probably mid-May. Like, we probably have, like, 2-3 podcasts, and then she should be back.
All right, so we'll be listenable again. Because I don't have to worry about preparing and...
Right, then she can blunder the opening instead of you, because exactly. Whenever anybody has to do the opening, there's always like a fuck-up within the first sentence or two. Even when I've hosted, it doesn't matter. Whoever's the host always has to have a blunder in the beginning.
I've done it so many times, I can't believe I called myself a host. I mean, I am, but still.
You are filthy.
All right. Okay, so we've done all the segments that we have to do, so let's move right into...
So what's left for us? I mean... Is this it?
We can do it. We do have one more segment. Ken. So, greatest Royal Rumble. Match. Preview. Thing. Whatever this is.
So we're previewing the whole event.
We're previewing the whole event. The whole thing.
Are we going to start off with the actual namesake of it?
I believe we should. I think it's greatest Royal Rumble ever. Now, all I want to know about this is is the name of the pay-per-view Greatest Royal Rumble event? Seriously? Like, or are they calling
it's like they completely half-assed the whole thing. There's like, we cannot come up with a name. We can't call it the Royal Rumble because we already had Royal Rumble 2018. So does that diminish what happened in January? Are we supposed to forget what happened in January?
I guess. I don't know. I keep on thinking about this. I'm like, is it named something else over there? Like, are they calling it something different over there? And they're just like over here, like, screw it, it's called the Greatest Royal Rumble.
First pay-per-view ever in Saudi Arabia. And that's what they're billing it as over there.
Right.
And where you can get your tickets for $2.75 or $5.20-some. You read about that, right?
No, really?
Yes. That's what the tickets are going for there. Unless it's like the VIP, like the box set.
Yeah.
Box seats or like ringside.
How do they make money?
They're not.
They're just doing this for the exposure.
They're doing it for the exposure. I think this is a bad area to do it, but I don't know. Maybe I don't know what Saudi Arabia's economic standing is in the world. Like, maybe they actually have a decent economy. It's just that their currency isn't as valuable.
Well, it's not as valuable as a dollar, but they have some rich MFers over there.
They do. And women are not allowed to come there unless they are accompanied by a man.
That's true. Yeah, it's, I don't know.
Yo, speaking of man, though.
Yes.
I wonder how many men are going to be there.
It's going to be a lot. I guarantee it's going to be a lot. I mean, cheering and everything.
I think they're going to crush it this
They are week. Going to crush it. I think destroy it. In fact, are you trying to get at something, Kent?
You would think so. Probably. Russ, before we get going,
before
we bore everybody,
yes.
What's your man crush of
the week? Oh, man crush. I'm glad you asked. Kent, my man crush of the week. I used to think you couldn't be taught this stuff, but now I'm beginning to think you can. Big Cass. Now, I'm going to tell you, there's several reasons why he made Man Crush of the Week this week. First and foremost, he looks great in a suit. I mean, he dressed up, looked nice. I like how he came out, put the watch on, walked down. Dapper.
Blue looked really good
on him. It did. That suits him. I hope he can kind of like get that blue motif going. He looked fantastic. So, first of all, it looks great in a blue suit. Remember that. Next, the other reason he's my man crush. I didn't know you could will yourself to grow, Ken. He was basically saying, I made myself grow to 7 feet tall.
Don't you remember like when I was like 10 or 11, I was like, Ross, I'm sick of being bullied. So I willed myself to grow up to be 6'2". I didn't feel I was worthy to grow up to be 7 foot.
Right.
But I did will myself to be 6'2".
See, I wish I knew your secret, because I would have willed myself a couple more inches.
My secret to success was about, like, 3 dozen of chicken wings at least once a week.
That must be it. But I'm impressed that he grew himself up to 7 feet. 7 feet.
That was, like, at least 4 dozen wings.
It had to have been. Minimal.
Jesus.
And it had to be spicy, too. I mean, hot. Like, really hot. To grow
that's a secret to your bones expanding spiciness.
And here's the other thing: I didn't know it was something you could teach. That it really ticks me off. But good for him. So that makes him my man crush of the week. And I'm going to give you one other reason. He actually did a very good promo. I was impressed. It wasn't stilted. It didn't feel like it wasn't the best in the world. I'm not gonna say he's the greatest, but it felt natural, and that's kind of what you want from your wrestlers: feel natural. And he sounded really good. I was impressed with him, and that makes him my Man Crush of the Week.
Honestly, I didn't even care much for half the material, but he delivered it so goddamn well.
Yeah, he delivered it.
So kudos to him.
Yes. All right, so now that we got all the segments out of the way, let's talk about the greatest Royal Rumble. We're going to preview the hell out of this thing. And it's going to take us a while. There's a lot of matches going on. I can't see this pay-per-view being less than, honestly, 6 hours. I'm honestly saying it can't be less than 6.
I think you'll be severely disappointed when it goes about 4 or 4.5 hours.
Will I be?
And by disappointed, I mean you're going to be really happy that you only had to sit through 4, 4.5 hours.
Right. I was going to say, will I really be that bad if I'm wrong?
Well, that's not including the kickoff show. If there is a kickoff show, they haven't announced a kickoff show.
Heck.
Yes, they did.
Yes. Did they?
Yeah, they got Booker, Jerry, Jim Ross, and Byron, I believe.
Oh, yes.
Because Renee can't host it, so they got to replace her with Byron.
Right. Poor Renee.
Can women not, like, host the TV show there? I'm wondering, because, I mean, she would obviously be escorted there by a man, so I'm kind of confused by that.
I don't know. I've never watched Saudi Arabia television, so I couldn't tell you.
Say what?
I know, right? You'd think I'd be on top of that, but nope. All right. Getting back to the Rumble. I don't know. It's all men. Everything's every man, which is fine. I'm okay with it. I'm not watching this right away. Obviously, I'll be at work. Are you going to start right away or no?
Yes, because if I don't, I will fall asleep.
Okay.
I don't think I'm going to make it through the whole thing, but I'm going to try, and my heart may or may not explode from all the caffeine.
That's going to be tough. It is going to be tough. I will watch it when I get home, I think.
Oh, I'll also be having nachos.
Oh, well, fantastic for you, sir.
Right, like nachos during the greatest Royal Rumble. Like, that's a winning situation.
Totally a winning situation. Man, if I could have nachos, I want nachos now.
Right? Everybody who's watching this week, because we all know I'll have this posted well before Friday.
Yes, yes. This will
sound very timely.
This will come out way before the pay-per-view is even remotely done.
I'm posting this tomorrow, goddammit.
You say that.
Yeah. I don't believe it.
Not me, neither. All right,
what match are we starting with?
All right, so let's start with the actual namesake of this pay-per-view.
I have a quick question. Sure. What do they win? I mean, this is the greatest, so do they get a championship match against both the Raw and SmackDown champion? Like, it's got to be huge, right?
You'd think so, right? Here's what they win. Their name on a trophy? Maybe?
A trophy? That won't get broken at all.
Not a chance. I do not understand why they did not put a stipulation on this. And they still have time. They could. On Friday, they can go, oh, and by the way, the winner of this gets... Now that if you post this before Friday, they might. So.
Ooh, that is a good call. If I post it before they do it.
We know they listen. Yeah, we know they listen. Yeah. So I think you should post it tomorrow now. Now I'm rooting for you to post it tomorrow.
Remind me.
Okay. It should be for something, a title. I don't care. Their choice of title. Maybe they get 2 title shots, and it can't be the same title, so whatever. Who cares?
I would say any title on their show.
Yeah. Or all titles on their show. They get a shot for all their something.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of like, you know, Jericho beating Austin and Rock. Like, they should have made this huge, like... Whoever wins this is getting the push of pushes for a while.
Yes.
Like, that's how big this should be, and it feels like nothing.
Yeah, it just feels like they're doing it to have it, which I guess that's fine if that's what they want. It feels like they should have put more stakes to this. I think it would have felt a little bit more.
Well, all right. With that being said, though, I mean, where are the rules, Russ? Like, where are the time increments? They've had to have posted this, right?
You'd think so. They have not.
Say what?
I know. I'm assuming between 45 to 60 seconds. But I wouldn't be shocked if they do the full 90 seconds. Or 90 minutes. No, not 90 minutes. Sorry. 90 seconds? Yeah, 90 seconds, right?
If it's 90 minutes per entrant, we are in for a long days.
90 days. Or 90 minutes. Man, this match sucks. Jericho's been out on the floor for hours. And
Jericho is a workhorse. He's been out there for 17 and a half hours. No bathroom break.
He's a trooper.
Why do these wrestlers keep going underneath the ring?
Oh, man. Man, Woken Hardy's been down there forever.
Oh, God damn it. I think they're on go 60 seconds, but I wouldn't mind if they did 90 seconds. 90 seconds has been proven to be the best time frame in between.
It's going to be a long time, 90 seconds in between.
You're a mathematician. What does that end up being? That's 75 minutes, right?
I believe so. But let's,
because every two would be 3 minutes, so 3 times 25.
So there's, all right. So there's two in the beginning. That's what we got to remember. There's two in the beginning, right?
Yes, but entrances included. I think it's safe to say 75.
Yeah. So
plus the ending. So it's, I mean, if you did an 80-minute match for the greatest Royal Rumble, I think that's fine.
It is. It just feels like it's going to be forever. And I'm fine with it. Now, with that said, do you have any idea how they're going to go to who's going to win?
No, there's probably at least, I could argue for at least 10 different people. Which is good. I like not knowing. And maybe that's why they didn't add a stipulation. Because this could be like the initial Royal Rumble where Hacksaw Jim Duggan won it, and people gave zero fucks. It was like, yay, he won it. What does he get? Yay, he won it! That's what he gets!
Yeah, yay, he won!
So, like, this is the participation trophy of all Royal Rumbles.
It is.
So, I mean, do they want us... Here's my biggest question about the whole event. Is this going to be one of those exhibitions where they are just trying to send the fans home as happy as possible, where we're going to see, like, 70% faces win over heels? Is that what we're going to see here?
Maybe. I mean, looking at everything here, not completely, because I don't think they're changing the tag team championships.
I think of all things that they're worried about sending the fans home on, I don't think tag team championships is really up there.
Are you sure?
I am HIV positive.
All right. I think that's what this is, right? But
it's like a feel good show.
Yeah,
I feel.
It feels
so.
Like,
I don't know why Motley Crue didn't do the song instead of Godsmack.
Right. Well, it also could be, you know, it's supposed to be like a house show. Most house shows just have those happy endings you're kind of looking for. So
I don't think they can have happy endings in Saudi Arabia.
That's probably true. That's probably 100% true.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, naturally you want to say Daniel Bryan. Right. This feels like a Daniel Bryan moment.
It does. Especially if they dipped him on one of the Royal Rumbles he should have had.
Yeah. The question is, do you really want to put that on that guy whose career, yeah, he's back, but how long is he going to be back? Even good time, 3 years. If he stays healthy, 3 years, maybe?
Yeah.
Do you put that on him, or do you put it on your Braun Strowman, your Baron Corbin, your Elias, your young hosses, or a young workhorse like Drew McIntyre would be awesome, right?
Is he even in the match?
I don't know. I don't know if like somebody like Andrade's in it. I don't know.
Andrade, I heard, is. So I'm assuming all those guys are in. I'm literally assuming everyone.
I mean, there's 50 guys, so... Like, it's either that or else everybody else is pulling double duty that night.
Yeah, so I think you're right, because there's a lot of matches other than this one. I'd like to see Daniel Bryan win and get that feel-good moment, but there's so many good guys in this that I literally am just going to sit back and just try to enjoy it. There's just too much going on.
Wouldn't Braun basically get the same feel-good moment and also be beneficial for moving forward?
Well, yes, Braun would definitely be a feel-good. Bobby Lashley, I don't know if it's feel good for Bobby Lashley, but it'd be a nice show of supporting him.
Bobby Roode would also
really benefit from it.
Yeah, I think somebody like that, or... See, I thought Joe was in it, but Joe's not in it, so...
Nope.
I don't know. I'm going to put my money on Braun. It makes the most sense to me. He's on a roll. He is probably their most popular superstar aside from Daniel Bryan, and he was the most popular until Daniel returned. He's safe. He's as close to a sure thing as you have, right?
Yeah, I would say Braun. I would say Braun, but again, like we've said, there's just so many good guys in this that, and they all could have a legitimate chance to win. It's not like this was forecasted for anything.
Yeah, that I guess that's a good thing about not having the championship thing is that you're not sitting there like going, "Oh, well, Mojo Rawley's definitely out."
Right. No. Well, I mean,
I don't think Gronk is going to be going to Saudi Arabia, but he could. It's the off season, so Gronk could show up. We don't know.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm gonna sit back and enjoy this one. I'm not gonna complain unless it is really, really boring.
How many do you think there's gonna be some legends in there that we don't expect? Like, I know Mark Henry is gonna be in it, but
I wanna say yes, because it just again, 50 guys, I think there'd be a few legends. But that means they have to travel, and a lot of the older guys don't want to travel. Now, I assume maybe Great Khali.
Yeah, I could see any number of... I mean, Big Show's going to be there. He's
Big
not,
Show, right?
Oh, I don't know. Kane, I don't believe, is going to be in it.
No. Nope.
They speculate he's not supposed to be in it because of his run for mayor or whatever.
Yeah,
I don't know. Would you have... All right, let's narrow this down. 50-50. Little guy or big guy? Or big guy versus any other size guy? I don't want to say little guy. We're not talking about Adam Cole, baby.
Right. I guess big guy. I want Braun, kind of. Like I kind of want Braun to win it, so...
Braun makes the most sense. I would give it to a heel if I was really booking it to give him bragging rights.
Right, that would be good for... Guess who won the greatest Royal Rumble? You know.
Corbin would be perfect for that, frankly.
Right. He's not in any other match, so yeah. Possible.
Corbin could. Elias could. Elias got a clean win on Raw.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I was shocked.
I was too. I didn't think they'd do that to Gable there, but...
Oh, yeah. Lots of interesting things. How Gable, could you imagine if he won it?
Yeah.
What a huge shot in the arm that would be.
I don't think it's going to happen.
That they would completely blow it.
Yeah.
But it'd be cool.
It would be. All right. So, that's where we're going to leave the match.
This is the most unpredictable match we've had in years?
In years. Everything is at least decided, okay, I guess I could have seen this coming. I have no idea what's going to happen on this.
Yeah, I could come up with at least, like I said, 10 different winners, and none of them would surprise me.
Right. So. Exactly. I agree with you. All right. Let's.
If Connor wins, though, we know WWE is listening.
Yeah, if they put Connor as the winner. Now they're not going to. They got to throw us a curveball.
Yeah, Connor's the first guy out. Yeah. And if Connor's the first guy out, we'll know that they're listening, too.
If Connor gets thrown out by someone else on Raw, we know they're listening.
By the way, just want to say, Victor's hairline is going worse than Corbin's right now.
Yes.
I noticed that during the match. I was like, oh my god, Victor, shave it.
He's widow peaking. Poor guy. I know. I feel his pain. I'm also widow peaking. So.
He's reached the peak of his career.
Yes. And, yeah. Well, would you take his peak career, or would you rather be on the indies?
Oh, let's see. Do something good or be on the indies. Possibly have to work with Cody Rhodes or do something good. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That's what I thought. All right. Let's move on to the WWE. There's a ton of championship themes.
Yeah. Let's talk about the stuff that's really super predictable. Because that will feel better.
Let's go through the super predictable stuff. Or at least we assume it's predictable. I didn't think this possible happened. I don't think it will. But... we have... Let's go to...
What's the 205? That's the least meaningful one.
What's that?
Or do you want to do non-championship first?
You want to do the non-champion?
Yeah, we got two non-championship matches?
Yes, two non-championship matches. So let's do Undertaker versus Rusev. That should be a pretty quick talk.
Yeah, Lana's going to pop out of that casket.
Yeah, exactly.
And topless? and they're going to get thrown out of Saudi Arabia.
And they're going to shut the lights out. All the guards are going to come down. And
it's the guards are going to be like, were you accompanied by a man into this casket, lady?
All right, but to be all honest now about this, I'm so confused. I'm happy for Rusev, but I'm so confused what happened with that whole Jericho stuff.
I don't know, because it was like this running joke, and I don't know how serious it was that Lana didn't give permission for Rusev to be in the match. Like,
well, I thought it was
this
just
all happened
on
Twitter.
I thought that was just part of the way to get them to cover up taking him out and putting Jericho in. But
yeah, I have no idea. This is one of the more confusing angles, and I don't know if we're ever going to get a real proper explanation for it.
I don't think so. Unless,
I think it's best, though, that Jericho's in the Royal Rumble as opposed to this.
Yes, I think this is a great spot for Rusev. We know it's a squash. Do we both agree Undertaker's won this?
I mean, if Cena lasted less than 3 minutes, Rusev's going to last less than five.
I was going to say, I'm going to give Rusev at least five.
I wouldn't give him any more than five.
Yeah. Oh, well, okay, that's what I meant. At most five, sorry. Set that up.
Yeah, it's like, Jesus, you're giving them more than five?
Yeah, no. I meant, I don't think they'll get much more than five, so I think five is probably...
I mean, the most realistic question is this. What's going to last longer? Undertaker's entrance or the match?
Entrance, yeah, I knew you were going that. Yeah. Entrance. But with that said, people are going to go crazy for it. Rusev, it's a great spot for Rusev. He gets to come out, everybody's going to go crazy for Rusev Day until Undertaker comes out.
We say crazy, but that's the other problem, is that all the single male wrestling fans are going to be in the shit seats. Like, how bad is this audience going to be? Do you think it's going to be hype, bro?
Well, is it going to be like, remember that WrestleMania, I want to say like 6 years ago? It was, the crowd was terrible. It was because it was all like these famous, you know, people.
I think it was like possibly like a SummerSlam where it was in California.
Oh, maybe it was a SummerSlam, but still, like, it was just so bad because the fans weren't there because they're fans. Fans were there.
They just wanted to be seen.
Yes.
Yeah. Or, I mean, there was a couple WrestleManias that didn't sound so loud on TV because it was outdoor and they couldn't capture the sound properly.
Right. I've heard that one. We're not going to fault them for that one.
No. I'm so curious. This is all uncharted territory.
It is. It's interesting to see. But good for Rusev, right? Would you agree? Good for Rusev?
This is a great spot for Rusev. He would be, what, eliminated in 10 minutes in the Royal Rumble at most? Like, instead he gets to go have one of Undertaker's last matches?
That's what I'm saying. Probably. I think it's one of Undertaker's last matches. It's not his last, obviously, but one of.
We're nearing the end, yeah.
We're one of. So Rusev gets to be a part of it. He gets to say he fought the Undertaker. You know, it's going to be rare, much more rare for people to say that. So, yeah. But
oh, you know what? I got to say one last thing about the Royal Rumble. How awesome was KO in selling Braun's brutal assault on him overall, just continually pouncing him on the outside? It was applause-worthy.
That was Braun doing Braun things without going the extra crazy step.
Yeah, but KO went the extra crazy step in the way he was just bumping like crazy.
Yes.
It was like, that was like Shawn Michaels versus Hogan bumping. It was awesome.
Yeah. KO went the extra mile, but I'm saying like it was Braun doing like Braun things without having him to lift a car or, you know,
or tear down the Titantron with the
with a grappling hook.
Grappling.
Yeah. It was really good. How do they keep on doing him right? Like half the other 90% of the other guys wrong.
Do you think Roman goes home at night and is like, fuck, man. Like, would Roman trade places with Braun Strowman?
Right now?
That's a legitimate question. Would he trade places right now?
Right now? If he doesn't win at the Greatest Royal Rumble, then I'm going to say, yeah, he's going to wish he'd trade places.
Like, I mean, that's saying he doesn't have any of those world championships, because Braun's never won a world championship. Would Roman trade places with him? And I'm still saying he might consider that, because Braun has got to do some amazingly fun things.
People love him.
But Roman's got to be in the Shield twice.
Yes.
I mean, Roman's got to do a lot of cool stuff, so I don't know. I think it's a good question.
It is. In the end, would they want to trade places? I'm going to say no. Because WWE does not seem to care about Brock.
Correct.
So,
and that's why things are going right with him.
Exactly. They're like, yeah, whatever, just do your Brock thing. Okay.
Yeah.
And people love him, so they're going to keep him on. He'll never get his accolade, though.
No.
He's
speaking of accolade, will we see the accolade?
No.
Yeah, I can't imagine Taker's back being really up for that.
No.
As a matter of fact, would you give Rusev more than 5 offensive maneuvers?
I was thinking, well, how many did John Cena get? None?
Cena couldn't have got more than 5, I don't think. Yeah, he didn't get his 5 moves of doom.
Whatever Cena got, divide it by 2.
That seems fair.
That's what I think. All right, let's move on to the other...
Speaking of...
Yeah, that's a good segue. The other non-title match... John Cena versus Triple H. Now, this is peculiar because since Undertaker's going to be here at the Greatest Royal Rumble, you think John Cena would kind of want to get his hands on him again. Right?
Yeah. Do you think there's any potential for like Triple H going full heel and Taker making the save on Cena?
Not a chance at all, no. No.
It'd be interesting.
It would be interesting if that happened. But yes, it is, yeah. John Cena versus Triple H. Will Triple H get a special entrance?
Oh, you know what? I didn't consider any possible special entrances, but it's possible.
I was thinking maybe. It really depends on how long this match is going to go. I don't see it going less than 10, but I don't see it going much more than 10.
Oh, God. I see this being one of those obnoxious 15 to 20 minute matches because of the guys involved.
I know. That's what I was going to say. That's what's hard about this one. The guys involved... could take an hour to a half an hour to 45 minutes without annoying it would annoy the crap out of us, but they would do it just because they want to.
Because they can. I mean, really, it's not going to take effort for them to do a 20-minute match. They've done so many matches together. It's second nature, really.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to this match, but who's going to win it?
Once again, it's a... Triple H doesn't go over anybody unless he's an icon from WCW. Cena was non-WCW.
I figured Cena needs to win. He's had a lot of losses. He needs to win. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think this is one of the bigger foregone conclusions that Triple H is there to job.
Yeah, I don't think... at this point, Triple H doesn't even care anymore. I don't think.
Right.
So,
I mean, this match doesn't do anything for anybody other than 2 all-time greats just going at it for the fans.
Right. Definitely worth watching. I am interested in seeing it. I'm hoping, you know what, even though there's no story background behind it, it still comes out to be really good. Although Triple H has not put on very good matches lately, so.
Oh, I mean, aside from being in the match of the night at WrestleMania.
That wasn't really because of him. That was totally wrong.
That was mainly because of his wife.
Yes. It was totally Steph.
I was going to say, I wonder if Steph will make an appearance. And I'm like...
How does that have to grind her gears?
I wonder how... Like... The whole thing must be so irritating. Which is why I'm... Once again, I'm surprised they didn't do the spiteful... Well, fine, we're going to have an all-women's pay-per-view.
Right.
Stephanie, I'm really shocked, did not push this agenda. Of all people, Stephanie seems like the one that would have been like, fuck this, we're doing an all-female.
Yeah, you're gonna
and
go
nobody's
going
to say no to her.
Right. Not even Vince, so.
All right, let's move on.
All right, let's move on to...
We got championship 7 of them, right?
We do have 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
yeah.
7. Yeah, 7.
Both world, both mid-card, both tag team, and 205, right?
Yes, yeah. Let's start with the... worst championship, and that's Brock Lesnar. No, I'm just kidding. The Cruiserweight Championship, Cedric Alexander versus Kalisto. Why Kalisto?
He is the savior to the Cruiserweight division, Russ.
I knew it. I was hoping you would say that. You're right. Kalisto is the savior of the 205, if Kurt Angle has anything to say about it. And he does.
Yeah, I mean, he'll be winded, but he does.
That's right. I see this being okay, but I don't see this one getting much more than 5 minutes.
It depends. If this is going to be a kickoff show match. I could see it getting 15 because it'll be the only kickoff show match.
Right. But we don't know.
Right. Like, this is the worst part about this pay-per-view. We don't know anything, which is also it's the best and worst part. Right. It's really good not knowing.
Right.
But, yeah, very weird. There's no rhyme or reason to take the belt off of Cedric.
Not yet. He just got it.
Right.
And Kalisto is not exactly... I know he's the hero that the 205 universe needs.
But is it the hero that the 205 universe deserves?
No. So it's going to be Cedric Alexander.
We need our true hero back.
We do.
Enzo.
Enzo. Yeah, he'll never come back.
No. Or at least Neville. Or Aries.
Neville would be better. Aries is never coming back.
No. Aries is one that I am positive is never... Neville, though, would be... See, if we had Cedric versus Neville, I'd be so much more into this match.
Oh, totally. I couldn't care less because Kalisto is just... He's there to be fodder. Put on a decent match. That's all it's going to be.
Yeah.
So, and I think, right. Obviously, Cedric's going to win it. All right, let's move on. Let's move on to the other...
Tag team matches next?
Yeah, let's move to the tag team matches. I was just looking to see what we can do. All right, let's do the SmackDown Tag Team Championship. The Bludgeon Brothers versus the Usos. Kent, how excited are you?
You know, the thing is, this... It could be like the Mania match, which was quick and to the point, or this could be a technical classic. And not in the way that people think of technical classics. You can have a technical classic with hosses. It's all about the ring work with the smaller guys, what they're going to do. You know, think the Jeff Hardy versus Undertaker classic from, you know, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. It can happen. Will it happen? Will they get the time? Will it get booked properly? I'm going to say no. And the thing is, will they go ahead with an angle where they beat the shit out of whichever Uso's married to Naomi?
I believe Jay. But it could be Jimmy.
I think it is Jay.
I don't know.
We'll go Jay.
Okay.
I think that this is a perfect opportunity because she can't come out and interfere.
Right, and that makes sense. It connects the story.
That's like the whole storyline. Wouldn't it make sense?
Yes. So they even mentioned it. They said something about, you know, she can't come. She won't be there at Saudi Arabia. So they mentioned that. So I think you're right. There's no reason to take these off the Bludgeon Brothers yet and give them back to the Usos. That's absolutely dumb. So I think this is another foregone conclusion. The Bludgeon Brothers are winning this.
Agreed.
All right. Let's move on to the other one. The Deleter of Worlds versus Sheamus and Cesaro for the WWE Raw Tag Team Championships. And with...
Is it Deleter or Deleters?
I thought it was Deleter, but it could be Deleters. I honestly don't know.
I've been confused about that since I heard the name. I like the name, though.
I do, too. I thought that was clever. This is one of those foregone conclusions. There's no way Sheamus and Cesaro are winning this because they're now part of SmackDown.
Well, they said Tuesday that if they win it, they're back on Raw. I really wish we could have had an official statement from somebody aside from them stating that, because that would make every match on the card that has this bullshit surrounding it make the match a little bit more intriguing. Yeah, it's a little bit more intriguing to know that if Joe won or, you know, Jinder won, whatever the case may be, it adds a little bit more intrigue to the match.
Well, at least for the United States Championship and the Intercontinental Championship, they can flop, you know, shows.
Champion? Yeah, they could.
So if Samoa Joe, like, say if the Intercontinental Championship matches first, and Samoa Joe wins it, you're pretty sure that Jinder's going to win that United States Championship match.
Yes, that's a pretty foregone conclusion. Which, if they're really going to switch it, they should have the U.S. first, because at least it still adds intrigue as to which heel wins the Intercontinental.
Right, then you'd be like, okay, well, the Miz or Samoa Joe going to win this thing. But back to the Bray Wyatt and...
Bar?
Yeah, the Bar, thank you. So it's the Leaders of the World and the Bar. This one they can't, right? I mean, I'm glad they said that, but you're right. Nobody's officially said that that's what's going to happen.
Can we take a moment to recognize that SmackDown may have the all-time most stacked tag team division in the history of any time. Oops. They have The Bar, New Day, Usos, Bludgeon Brothers, Sanity. Who else am I missing? I'm missing another heel team, I believe. Good Brothers.
Oh, Good Brothers, yeah.
That's six teams.
Are great. They're all great in their own. Well,
there's not a single weak team. There's not a single Ascension or Breezango, or Axel and Bo, or Ginger Rhinos. Speaking of which, there's your Raw.
Yeah.
And AOP.
And Leader Worlds.
I like this. All right. I hate to say this. I like this tag team because Bray looks so much better in a tag team environment than he did singles. He looks fresh coming out there. He's kind of having a Randy Orton time at the moment. He looks like he's having fun. And Matt is always better in tag team than he is in singles. This is actually working out great. Almost wonderful.
Wonderful. I like that when they do that. It's funny. I mean, it's predictable as hell, but that's funny.
It will get old really fast.
Oh, they also have Dolph and
Drew.
So, I mean, that counts as a tag team for now, I guess.
And they technically have Sammy KO.
Yep. So, I mean, they got stacked, but they're all put together teams.
It's all thrown together nonsense.
Yeah. Which, I whatever. But I definitely think the Leader of Worlds is winning this one.
Yeah, there's zero doubt in my mind.
Me neither. All right, so let's move on now to the minor, well, I would say the minor championships of each, but the championships that aren't Universal or United States. Or
I was going to say, the Intercontinental Championship's way more important than the Red Belt.
You're right. That's why I didn't want to say minor, because that's definitely wrong. The Red Belt is literally the worst belt out of all of them. I'd rather have the Cruiserweight Championship at this point. I'd rather have the Women's Championship that Charlotte's held forever.
Ooh.
Yeah, all right? That's how much I covet those.
I think I'd rather have the Fruit Roll-Up than have a belt that had Charlotte's name on it.
Oh, that's tough. I know. All right, so let's move on to the United States Championship match. Jeff Hardy versus Jinder Mahal. And I'll be honest, Jeff Hardy versus Jinder Mahal in the Raw where he came over to Raw was his best match I've ever seen him in. And I expect almost the same here.
I wouldn't be surprised if this is pretty much close to a shot-for-shot remake of that match, where Jinder's going to get 2, 3, possibly even 4 big strike moves. That's what's putting Jinder over right now, is the fact that he added strike moves that they're having his opponent sell. So, like, that jumping knee strike is coming off awesome. He had that, like, right fist comes off awesome. It's little things like that that's upping his game to unprecedented Jinder levels, which is great. There's no reason for this match to be anything aside. I mean, even if it was a little bit above average, I'd be happy with that. I don't think it's going to go more than 10, 12 minutes.
I would say 10, probably, as I was thinking.
I think Jeff wins it, though. Like, once again, the overwhelming question is, how many of these matches are heels really going to win?
Let's see. Bludgeon Brothers?
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar or Roman?
Yeah, like, that's the problem right now, is that I don't... I'm looking at this, like, logically, this is how I book it, and then I think, well, they're going to try to send the fans home happy, I think, so it's going to be mainly faces winning.
I don't even see where, other than the Bludgeon Brothers, are the only heels that I see winning this. Seriously.
Yeah.
No, wait, I'm sorry, Shinsuke.
Shinsuke could win it.
Okay, because that definitely could happen.
Which we'll get to, yeah.
Yeah, that's the other one. Sorry, I forgot to see that one. Everyone else, I'm like, I don't know. All right, so I agree with you. I think it's going to be a decent match. You're right, Jinder's definitely look much better. I can't see Jeff losing it here. It makes almost no sense.
Jeff brings more value as a champion right now than Jinder would.
Right. And, but again, they could flop it. They could try to give, you know, try to give us a little bit of a change.
Are they really going to have Jeff job this quickly from his comeback? I mean, this is what, fourth match?
Yeah. I don't think so. I don't think so.
Yeah. I mean, I think that anytime you can get, you know, arrested with DUI, I think you should come back and have a win streak.
Oh, absolutely. You know, yeah. Model citizen.
Right. But do not ever touch the boss and allow a female in front. Don't ever do that, because you will be punished severely.
That's really rude. Don't put your hands on your boss. But, you know,
right.
Drinking and driving, or whatever he was doing, because he might not have been drinking. That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Good message that you send there, WWE. Good message.
Good message. Watch, next. Now he's going to lose the match.
Oh, like I'd be upset over that.
I know, right? All right. Let's move on to probably the most important belt, except for the WWE Championship, the Intercontinental Championship. This one looks to be a fun one. The Miz, Seth Rollins, Finn Balor, Samoa Joe, Intercontinental Championship on a ladder match. Well, I guess not on the ladder, but you know what I mean. Ladder match.
Good save.
I am just going to sit back and enjoy this. There's not a single guy in this match that I do not love.
Will Seth bring the flame pants?
No, he's done with them.
I don't think he's burned them down quite yet.
Oh, God, please say yes. All right, I'm done with it. Now, again, I understand where you're going with Finn Balor getting the championship here. I can see it. But again, I just don't see them taking it off Seth yet.
Seth always felt like a transitional champion.
He does.
He still feels like it to me. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't agree with Seth winning it at WrestleMania. I always thought it was Finn's time. Finn, I felt, kind of worked his way back to earning it, but I guess it had been a while. No, did Seth... Seth had the tag team championship, though, just last year, right?
Yes, but they didn't hold it very long because the whole...
Dean thing?
No,
right?
Not Dean. Well, Dean, and then...
Jordan.
So...
Yeah.
Didn't hold on for very long.
Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of felt that it was Finn's time. So, this match is the biggest example of why it baffles me why they didn't wait to do the superstar shakeup until after Backlash. That way, these matches make sense, and you could be like, oh, I can see where this person or that person could win it. And instead, it's taken the intrigue out of three matches.
I would say four.
You would say four?
One, two.
Are you sure you're good at math?
Three, maybe not.
Yeah, you want to rescind that?
So I said three. I was thinking the AJ Shinsuke, but they're both up. I just realized they're both on SmackDown.
Carrie, can you give Russ a slow clap for that one?
I don't know why. I just keep on thinking, like, AJ has no chance of losing this. But he completely has a chance to lose this. This is a great time to actually have Shinsuke take it from him. So, all
right, so you're saying Seth wins,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm saying Seth wins. And I'm going to be much more appreciative of this match than I was the first match.
I think... I've gone on record as saying that I think that there's going to be at least two title changes, and this feels like one of them. So I'm going to go with Finn.
It won't be Samoa Joe or Miz unless something happens to the United States Championship. So,
all WWE had to do was to be like, hey, if one of these guys wins that's on the other brand, they have to work double show until they lose the belt. They could have done that even.
Since both all pay-per-views are now dual-branded.
Right. They could have done any number of things to have saved face, and they chose none of them.
They chose silence. Right.
Yeah.
So, yay. Now, with that said, this match, I can't see it being less than 15 minutes, do you?
No, I would say this is probably going to be the second or third longest match behind, not including the Rumble.
Right.
But, I mean, I think this is going to get Triple H Cena time.
Okay.
I think AJ's going to get more time, And I could see Brock and Roman getting more time because in a cage, I think they're going to dick around a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, Brock can't dick around too long, though.
Brock really should dick around a little bit longer. You know, maybe some rest holds every 30 seconds.
So he's not purple by the end of 2 minutes. All right. Let's move on then to the championship matches. I think, wow, we're already here. Look at us. Look at us. Good for us.
Yeah, this is why I didn't mind spending more time on the Rumble, because I knew there was really nothing to predict. Like, as great as this show looks on paper, WWE has fucked up in how they handled three of their matches, leading us to have zero intrigue, and then the matches that, you know, that are excluding those three matches, who gives a fuck? Taker, we know, is going to win. Triple H, Cena, it doesn't matter, but we can safely assume Cena. This match, as good as it looks on paper, is also one of the more easier to predict pay-per-views aside from the Rumble itself.
And I agree with you. Which, now, and this is take away from it. Now, so since it's kind of predictable, I'm kind of going, okay, I'm just going to sit back and hope I enjoy it. That's bad, right? Wouldn't it be? Because at least if it's not predictable, and it's, the match is kind of sucking, you're like, wow, but they did this. Right.
Well, I mean, look at how we went into Mania, or at least we attempted to go into Mania saying a lot of the matches we had somebody who we preferred, but didn't matter who won a lot of matches, we were going to be happy with it, and it made WrestleMania way more enjoyable than if we were hardcore internet fuckheads, right? Like, it made WrestleMania a lot more palatable for the 7 hours of hell.
Right, I agree with that.
I feel something similar here, but in a different way. Because, yes, it does matter now who wins the belts. But we already know who's going to win, so we still have that same meh
right.
to it. Well, let's just enjoy the matches type thing.
Right, well, that's what I'm like, okay, I know who's going to win it, so I want to enjoy it. But if the match sucks, that makes it worse.
And that's a distinct possibility, because we don't know what the time frame is on this.
Right. It's, I almost want to say this. They have the chance. I've been saying it always. This is either going to be the best show we've seen in a long time from WWE, not excluding NXT, or this is going to be a disaster.
This could outdo NXT. In theory, if they booked it right and they did everything right, this could be better than any NXT event. There's not a bad match on the card. The only bad match is Taker versus Rusev, and there's not a single person that's like, God, I really hate that they're having that match.
Yeah, right? At this point, it's the spectacle of being able to see Taker. Take what you get.
Right, like, the two worst matches feature three legends and a Rusev. Oh, that's horrible. I hate that.
Right. So, I don't know, I'm hoping I can just sit down, enjoy it, and be like, yes, pleasant.
Yeah, I don't know, because you're going to be... are you going to watch it with anybody?
Nope, that's the word. That's bad.
That's where the Rumble's going to lose you, I think.
Yes, because that's more fun guessing it with somebody. But there's no way I'm going to be able to... I can't watch it until after it's already done, so...
Didn't Carrie say she's working from home that day?
Yes, yeah, I can't work from home, so...
I wonder if Eric's calling in sick.
Probably.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go to the main, I put that in quotation marks, titles of the brands. And let's start with the worst of the two. The Universal Championship, Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns in a steel.
Why would we... This is the main event, Russ.
I know you it is.
Do it in the right
All
order.
All right, come on.
You know it's going to be the main event.
Actually, the way they posted it, it looks like the Greatest Royal Rumble is the main event.
Okay, I could see... Would you ever argue against that?
No. So,
right.
I'm just looking at this in the order of importance, except for the Intercontinental Champion, the way that WWE posted it.
I didn't like how they posted it. It was very confusing to me.
Right. I'm looking at it and just go, it looks like it's going in order of least to best, but why would they put the Intercontinental Championship as second then?
Yeah. Very weird.
Yes. So, okay, fine. WWE Championship, AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura. Round two.
This is only for the WWE Championship. The other one's for the universe.
I know. My bad. The fruit roll-up of death. Mm. So, AJ versus Shinsuke. I am looking forward to this match again. I think it's going to be slightly better this time. Now we got a little bit of an edge going on between the two. I like Shinsuke's
new music. He's retired.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I was there.
I got you. I don't know. Shinsuke. I love Shinsuke's new music. What do you think?
Cool. You took my one talking point. Thanks.
Sorry.
I was wanting to give you everything else. So, fine. I think Eric is onto something, since I can't have an original thought, thanks to Russ. I think Eric is onto a point that AJ's very likely to wear a cup and play into that in the match. I think that would make
yes.
You know, some kind of sense.
I agree with you. I think, right. If he didn't do that, he'd be the stupidest guy in the world, right?
Yeah, like, at this point, wear some protection so you can dodge that bullet. Carries corner.
All right. Yeah, I think it's going to be good. You think it's going to be better than WrestleMania or no?
Yes. Because we don't have face versus face dichotomy, we can actually have some fun with Shinsuke healing it up. And you know what? This is the role Shinsuke really was born to play.
Yeah.
I liked him as a face, but I love him as a heel.
He's
interesting suddenly.
Yeah, he's good at it, and he doesn't have to say anything.
No, he just has to give the looks, and he's vicious. Like, that was one thing I said in NXT. I was like, the reason why I can't 100% get behind him compared to a lot of people is because his offense is actually more heel-based, if you think about it.
Right.
But because he had the style and presentation, everybody loved the guy.
Right.
This is perfect, and the music's great.
The one thing I like about the music, though, is they actually explained why he changed it.
Yes, it was a great explanation.
It's a great heel explanation. I was like, yes, this is Shinsuke. I mean, you're right. I love Shinsuke as a face, but he knows how to be a heel. Like, it's so natural too. Because again, most heels, they have to tell us why they're heels. Shinsuke just has to come out and go, no speaky English, and then bash a guy in the balls like six times, and yeah, he's a heel.
And like, the look that he gives when he delivers his promos or do a move in the ring.
Douchey,
like,
yes.
Yeah, like, he's got it down. So good. So proud of Shinsuke. And that's the thing, like, if I knew if they were treating this like a regular pay-per-view versus a send everybody home happy pay-per-view, that's... Right. I could see Shinsuke winning this. Because we kind of have a feeling of how the next match is going to go.
Right.
So, is it possible for Shinsuke to win this?
Yes. This is one of the title changes I thought was going to happen.
If I say that there's two title changes happening, and I say the Intercontinental Championship is changing hands, and then I say this one's changing hands, well, we know what that means, and I can't really say that the last match isn't going to have a new champion. So, I say AJ keeps it.
Okay, but, that's fair. I get you. I understand where you're coming from. This is not a pay-per-view, necessarily. But again, they don't have to worry about that, because their whole goal is to get us to be on the network. This is your opportunity to say, hey, you had your chance to watch that match. Get the network.
But there may be some backlash, you know, because how many championships do they really want to change hands at this kind of sort of pay-per-view versus a real pay-per-view? You know, something like, I don't know, Backlash?
I thought that's why you said Backlash the first time.
Nope. Completely coincidental.
I was like, wow, clever. And then you said Backlash at the end. I was like, oh, he wasn't being clever. Maybe three titles will change. Or maybe I'm saying Intercontinental Championship doesn't change hands, so this would be one of the two.
Fair. Yeah. This is one of the three that can... Out of the... Yeah.
Out of all the rest of them, this one could change hands.
It's feasible. Yeah. Completely feasible, yeah.
And it sets them up for backlash, again.
Right.
So, which is...
Against pay-per-views.
Yes, immediately after. All right, so let's go to the main event. And that is,
oh, I have been waiting to talk about this one.
I know you have, so let's get into it. Now, Universal Championship, Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns, steel cage match. I want to start off, if you don't mind, because I know you got a lot of things you want to talk about it for.
Okay, sure, go for it.
So, steel cage match, okay, I hate them, but sometimes they can be fun.
Do you hate it because of the lack of violence?
Yes, in the PG era, and the fact that they do stupid, stupid things. Like, with the steel cage, you're supposed to be able to escape by going over it. Right?
Yeah, but that never happens unless it's a tag team one.
Exactly.
Pretty much.
So,
yeah.
What's the point of having it, other than the fact that, yeah, they can't run away, but neither of these guys are guys you think would run away. So, I'm not exactly sure why they even need the steel cage on this one.
I mean, it's like, yo, Hell in a Cell. Well, you're in a cell. You can't ever escape except every other time we've ever had one.
The other thing about that, too, now you think about it, and just going back on this real quick, it does give them a way to not have Brock be pinned.
Yes. Yes, it does.
So, and that's that possibility. Now, Ken, I got to just tell you this. My sources have been telling me that Brock's probably not going to win this. There's a reason for it. Paul didn't tell us spoilers this week about Brock winning. He didn't go crazy on it. And that's kind of concerning if you think about it, because usually, every time, Paul always goes and talks about how Brock's going to win it. Brock's going to, you know, spoil, he's winning this thing. He didn't do it this time. Which makes me think that I think they're finally treating the chance. Now, of course, that's for my sources. So, what do you think?
Russ, can I ask you something?
Yeah, what's up?
Who's your sources?
Ken, you know I can't divulge that information to you, or they wouldn't be my sources.
Okay. Fun fact, I mean, just because I'm positive that I wrote this in the preview document for this exact pay-per-view, and only you, me, and Carrie have access to it. And I sit here and I go, I haven't seen that theory around the internet at all.
Kent, now hold on. Are you telling me that I would go on to our blog that's not even up yet? I haven't even finished yet. Spoiler, I'll finish it tomorrow. Because we need to get it up before Friday.
Yeah.
Or it won't be a preview anymore.
Right.
It'll definitely be done tomorrow. Don't worry.
Alright.
But anyway, back to where I was going with this. Sorry. You're saying that me, going on to a document that only you, Carrie, and I can see, and you're saying that that's where I'm getting my sources from? Sir, that's ridiculous. I would never be so shallow.
Right, just like WWE would never steal a moment of bliss.
No. All right, yes. Okay, Kat, go ahead. Go with what you want to go on with.
That's the most surefire reason Brock's losing. I come up with every single possible scenario, and I want Brock to win. It's more interesting right now for Roman to lose. As much as we want the belt off of Brock, This isn't so much about Brock. It's about the Roman story arc, and it's actually more interesting for Roman to lose this match. It really would be more interesting, because they did this before, and they tried building up this whole story arc of Roman being, you know, a little bit down on himself and then having to fight his way back. Don't do that story this time. Like, Roman doesn't have to be in the driver's seat all the fucking time, and that's why fans revolt against Roman. Right?
Yeah, I think you got a point there. It's just like, this one feels like to me that every single time they're saying, okay, Roman's going to they keep on saying Roman's our guy, Roman's the next John Cena, Roman's the next John Cena. Every time they get that close to that point, they pull back. It's happened for 2 to 3 years now.
Yeah, it's like, I've never seen a guy get pushed this hard with as many championships, and yet still doesn't feel like he has the full... He doesn't have the same jetpack that Cena had.
Right, like, I do not feel like he's a John Cena. Maybe that's good, maybe that's a new way they're doing things, but...
The problem is, their mentality in WWE, I swear to God, if you were listening, if you take one thing from us, take this. You don't just need to have one superstar. You're better off having 5 or 6 really good superstars that you can intertwine for years.
And they have that now, right now. They have that opportunity. They have at least 5 guys that can be top superstars that they can intertwine. More.
Yeah, you guys could make this the Attitude Era again as far as how they had so many top guys.
Yeah.
They have all of the tools, but if you keep pushing Roman as the only guy, the guy that took 6 F5s to lose, you're doing a disservice to the entire fucking roster.
Yeah. So Roman Reigns is winning.
Absolutely.
That's right. Okay. All right. And that is the preview for the Greatest Royal Rumble. Kent, this wasn't that bad. It's not one of our worst. I think it was best that we kept SmackDown and Raw off this week.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah, I think it really did our time well. All right.
Can I say, though, how much I hate contract signings?
Oh, God.
If you could eliminate one segment from the history of wrestling that has never once served a single purpose, would it not be the contract signing?
This is your life. I'd like to remove that one. The only one that was ever done well was Mick Foley for The Rock.
How many have been done, though? What, 3?
Yeah, I'd say comparatively, there's only been 3 to like 1 million, so...
Yeah, so I'd rather get those 1 million signings back.
God, yeah. Mella did a good job.
Mella... Actually, Charlotte did fine for what it was that she was supposed to do.
Yes, which was just come out there, sign it, and then beat the crap out of
it. You know what, though? It's amazing how the iconic duo come out and show us all the possibilities that could be happening. Like, Carmella and those two are all... Carmella fucking healing it up by showing the video
that
a second
was
time was
so
brilliant.
Good. I was so... At first, I watched it, like, okay, this is good, like, good heel business. Then when she said she didn't get the response she wanted, we're doing it again, I was like, yes. Yes, yeah. That is perfect.
It was so good, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I thought that was really good. Iconics, I hate their name, but I loved them.
I prefer Iconic Duo. I don't understand why they changed it.
I believe, and my sources tell me, that it's already copyrighted somewhere else.
I didn't write that anywhere.
I have other sources.
Bullshit.
No, I think I read that somewhere, because I was trying to figure out why it's double I. I was like, that's really stupid, and I was like, I'm trying to figure out why it was.
Well, I mean, that's what WWE does. It's like, well, we can't have something that ends with an S, we'll just end it with a Z.
Yeah.
The Hardy Boys. The Dudley Boys.
Well, that was also
Ziggler.
That was also that began with me. I thought that was because it was Attitude Era. So the Z was because they're so hardcore. I didn't realize it was because of copyright.
Well, Hardy Boys, it makes sense,
yeah,
considering.
Right, Nancy Drew, right.
Yeah. All right. Are we ready to move on to?
Well,
what do you think is gonna be match of the night? We have.
Oh yeah. All right. So match of the night. Excluding the Royal Rumble. Right?
Yeah, because, I mean, the Royal Rumble's a beast unto its own.
Right. Probably the 4 guys in the Intercontinental Championship match.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't this come down to the exact same 2 matches that we said for WrestleMania?
Yep.
This is basically WrestleMania Lite,
yep,
in a lot of ways, only with a Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Instead of women's matches?
Yeah. It's literally like the Royal Rumble always leads to WrestleMania. This is like they put the Royal Rumble with WrestleMania.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't see any way the ladder match is going to be bad.
No.
I think I'm more looking forward, though, to the AJ and Shinsuke match, because I want to see how that goes. I think we're going to get a completely different match this time around.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Although, you know what? You talking about the cup thing, I'm almost sold on that and thinking AJ's going to win this now.
Yeah. But it would almost be better for Shinsuke to win it and then go back to the well, like, on the return match, and AJ to have the cup and get the belt. Like, you can trade belts every once in a while. It doesn't kill the belt. It only kills the belt when it goes back and forth, like,
five times.
Yeah. I do think, though, Brock and Roman's going to be must-see. I really do. That WrestleMania match was not bad. A lot of people shit on it, and it's only because of who was in it. So,
I agree. I don't think it was that bad. All right, let's move on to We're Not Finished With You Yet. This is where we take a segment from that we're looking forward to next week. So, Kent, what are you looking forward to?
Gosh, there's actually two things. I won't say how Bobby Roode bounces back from his loss to Elias, and more importantly, how No Way Jose bounces back from basically getting called Adam Rose by Booker T for his whole match, which was a thing of fucking glory. Like, that was the best part of Raw, right? Booker T constantly just be like, yeah, the other guy came out with a bunny.
With a bunny, yeah. Yeah, that was kind of funny. Why was Booker T odd, by the way? I didn't catch it.
Because Coach was covering some golf thing. I think it's still part of, like, his ESPN duties, perhaps?
Oh, even though he's quit there? Why would he have ESPN duties?
I don't know. It might not be ESPN duties, but he already had that commitment. And quite frankly, Raw felt right again because Booker T adds a whole different flavor to that show.
And what I like about it is Booker kept on attacking Corey this time around for doing what Corey does, which I thought was kind of funny. You know, you attack me, then you attack Coach, now you're attacking me again.
Booker was a genius on the mic, and God, I always love how he's so hard on Titus Worldwide, too.
Yeah.
Always so hard on them. What are you not finished with?
I'm not finished with... Good bringing it back, by the way. I'm not finished with... God, there's so many things. I'm going to be Big Cass, honestly. I'm very curious where they're going with this. They did what we thought, or what I thought. They're putting Daniel Bryan versus The Miz kind of on a back burner a little bit.
Will this pay off? Because I'm still of the belief, and I'm fine if I have to admit that I'm wrong 6 months from now, but I'm still of the belief that you can put Cass with anybody, and I don't think he's ever going to really improve in the ring. This isn't like Roman or Braun where you can see those glimmers. I've been watching Cass for 2-3 years now. It still hasn't clicked. I mean, it can click. It still can click. Look how long it took for Jinder to click.
Oh, yeah, Jinder took forever.
And Cass is going to get every possible thing given to him, but all it's going to take is some shitty matches or a bad injury, another injury, and he could be revivaled.
Oh, yeah, revived. Oh, my God. Talk about... team that is...
We didn't even mention them when we talked about the other 7 Raw tag teams. That's how bad things have gotten.
I was about to say, I was about to mention them to you just to see the hurt in your eye. But I forgot, because we got to talk about something else. They have got... Holy crap, I feel so bad for them. They are literally the best tag team. And WWE basically just, because they got injured, wiped their boots with them.
It is... So sad, terrible day with that.
It is. However, with that, I think with the programs they're trying to get Big Cass into, Daniel Bryan, working, there's a little bit with The Miz going on here. Two of the best.
Sure, like inserting him into the hottest storyline that they have?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're grooming him. So if he doesn't make it with these two tutoring him, then he can't make it.
He could even have like a Kevin Nash type career, which, if you think about it, would there's a lot of parallels in size and the fact that both guys were considered good-looking guys. Both very good on the mic. They just weren't the best in the ring. They were capable, but they weren't very good in the ring. I could see him having a Nash-type career, and that wouldn't be bad by no means.
Well, that's just... Nash is a known name, so it's not like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, plus he ended Goldberg's streak on Goldberg's birthday, which is cool.
That is true.
By the way, how good was Drew McIntyre on the mic?
Holy crap, I'm impressed. I knew he was decent back in the ring, but he was very good on the mic, very smooth. His calling out the back room the way he did was very heelish, very dickish. I loved it. I thought it was really well done. Very smooth.
Him and Dolph is a great pairing that I would have never considered.
Yeah, I know. I'm hoping that they will eventually get a title. It feels like almost all those guys are going to get a title shot because every single one of those teams is put together.
God, there's a lot of things I'm actually looking forward to next week. Gable, I'm curious if they're going to continue this Gable story.
Oh, yeah. Good point, yeah.
Christ, this actually isn't bad right now to be a wrestling fan.
Well, here's the problem. We're going from the greatest pay-per-view, Royal Rumble pay-per-view, or whatever, to Backlash immediately. So now we're going to have another week where it's just stalling out until Backlash is done.
How amazing is next week's podcast going to be? We get to review the greatest Royal Rumble event, and then we get to preview Backlash all in the same show. Fuck our lives.
Yay!
Oh, and we'll probably have Steve, so that'll make it even longer.
Right, because I say, if it's just you and I, we might be able to, but with Steve, it's going to take us forever. Here's the thing. Nobody wants to hear us more than an hour and a half, I think. Right? Honestly, I don't want to hear us for more than an hour.
We say an hour and a half, but we go about 100 minutes.
Okay. 100 minutes is reasonable.
Yeah.
So, there's no way we're getting done under 100 minutes next week unless we cut all of our segments and just go straight preview to review.
We don't know how bad some of these matches could be, or if they're... Actually, the best case scenario for a fast podcast is going to be a bunch of average matches where they're not so bad that we complain, and they're not good enough for us to talk about. We're just like, yep, Cena and Triple H happened, and
yes,
moving on.
And as I say, here's the problem. If it's really bad, then we shit all over it, and it takes us forever to get through it. If it's really good, it takes us forever to get through it because we're so excited. It was great. If it's average, then we can be like, so Taker Rusev happened. It's exactly what I thought was going to happen. Okay, next match.
Yeah, so here's for mediocrity.
Yes, so because then we can get at least a preview on Backlash. All right, so let's move on to our final segment of the evening, and that is Guess the Wrestler. You don't know what Guess the Wrestler is, folks. Each week, one of us hosts, this week Ken, chooses a wrestler, and the others, just me in this case, has nine guesses, or nine questions to ask, and two guesses. And we see if we can guess who the wrestler is. But before we do that, Kent, you do have to give me my two gimmies.
Which is, they are male.
Okay.
They are former wrestler.
Male, former wrestler.
And I just completely changed who I was going to pick, because I actually originally had somebody else, but I was like, nope, too easy.
Oh, I wanted easy.
I think I'd already choose... Have I chosen Hacksaw Jim Duggan in the past? Because I feel like I have.
I think he's been mentioned in the past. I think we've used him before. I don't know if it was you. It might have been me. I think I thought I used him once.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to use because we brought him up earlier, but now I completely changed.
Well,
so.
I was just about to ask him, because my first question was going to be, have we brought him up tonight? So I'll still ask it, though. Have we brought him up tonight?
Nay.
Damn. All right, now I'm in real trouble. Alright, so former. Alright, so what era is he known for?
He is known for... God, he had a long career. I would say he's most notable for the rock and wrestling era, but he was before and after that as well.
Okay.
But I'd say that was like his prime.
Rock and roll era, okay. What was his... main, territory.
He's most known for WWF.
Okay, WWF. What was the most prestigious title he held?
That is a good question. Let me see. Okay. I thought... Huh. I cannot find what I thought he had. This is weird. Okay, I can only go by what I see here, and I'm seeing Intercontinental Champion.
Okay. Hair color.
Hair color. Brown.
Damn, I don't want to waste another question on the hair again.
Yeah, what are you at already? Five?
That was five, yeah.
Whew, all right, you got four more to narrow this one down.
I have no idea.
I don't know. Brown actually is probably more helpful than black or blonde in that era.
True. Well, blonde, yeah, that wouldn't help at all. Right. See any notable factions? See a
Notable factions. I want to say no. I'm going to say no. Not that I can remember.
Okay. All right. That was six, right? Okay, so.
Yeah.
Does he have any, I guess, catchphrases? Anything notable that we'd be like, okay, yep, this is what he says all the time?
Catchphrases? No. I wouldn't say that. I would say, though, you know how, like, Dusty Rhodes had, like, a lot of phrases that, you know, as time went on, people knew a few of them. Right. It was more like that, like, but nothing like, it wasn't like best there is, best there was, best there will be. So I just eliminated Dusty Rhodes and Bret Hart for you.
Thank you. Not that either of them were really rock and roll. Dusty was before, and
Dusty was during. He was just not in WWF, but he was also world champion, much like Bret.
Right. All right, I got three more questions. No, two more. All right.
Two more.
All right, let's see.
Make sure to absolutely waste them.
Well, I feel like I'm going to, because I still have no idea who this is. I don't know. Is he related to anybody in WWE that might?
Related to. Like family wise, I do not.
Like,
I don't
is there anybody
know.
Else? Like, is he have? Was he, did he have any? Like, his father was a wrestler, or his kid's now a wrestler? That's what I mean by family.
Not to my knowledge, and if they were, it wouldn't be anything that would benefit you in the least bit, because it wouldn't benefit me.
Okay. Shoot, I have no idea who this even is. So, alright, let's go with... So it's rock and roll era.
And before and after.
Yeah.
He had a long career. He
was his... See, okay. I keep on going back to, like, Sergeant Slaughter, but I'm pretty sure he held the WWE title.
He did. He's the one that ended the Warriors.
Right, reign. Right. So, I kept on wanting to go back to him because it made a lot of sense, but except for the title. I'm just trying to think of my WWE or WWF guys from that era. There's not a ton of them, but there's a decent amount. I'm assuming he was at least someone. Was he more heel or face in the rock and roll era?
Oh, very good question. Heel. I was wondering if you were actually going to ask me that. I was hoping you would ask me that earlier, though.
I probably should have.
It's one of those easy, divisive... Either they were both... They were one of three things. They were both or predominantly one or the other.
Yeah, I wish I'd asked the question earlier. It just finally hit me at the end. I'm like, I know at least some rock and roll. I don't, it's not my biggest time. But if I had narrowed it down back then, if you're a heel, you're a heel for a long-ass time.
I take a stab at it, and I'm pretty sure you could ask me two other questions, and you're still not going to get it, but you're going to feel silly for having not gotten it.
All right. I don't know. What about... All right, probably not, but Brutus the Barber Beefcake.
No. He was mostly a face.
Oh, really? I thought he was like a heel for a little while there.
He was, but he was most known for being a face and working with Hogan during the Earthquake feud.
So. Damn it. All right.
All right. I can tell you... I can tell you that this person is from Canada.
Okay.
And I can also tell you that that will not help you in the least bit.
Nope. The only thing I can think is, well, that great. Is that the Hearts now? Because now that's all I can think of. What about... Sorry, I swear we've used him before, too. What about Rude? Ravishing Rick Rude.
Ooh. That would be a good choice, and it'd be wrong, but it's a good choice.
See, I was gonna say, I don't think he ever weighed the championship, so I'm pretty sure he's an IC only, right?
IC US. I don't think he was ever world champion in WCW. Now, see, you didn't ask me if he was in anything else. You just asked what he was predominantly known for.
Right.
And WWF is the answer, but he also had a big part in WCW.
Okay.
He was an icon, well-known. Anonymous has a really big hard-on for somebody close to this man.
Well, Anonymous loves Roddy Piper.
Roddy Piper is from Canada.
I didn't even think about that, and now the second you mentioned, you know, Anonymous not having a hard-on for him. I didn't even think about putting Roddy in there because I was like, I thought he won the WWE Championship.
He's one of the greatest wrestlers to never win the World Heavyweight Championship. And I thought he won it in WCW against Hogan, but he did not.
Man, you know, okay, so I did cheat a little bit. I went to a list of villains, and I wasn't all the way scrolled down to number one. Guess who's number one?
That's why, like, when you asked me that, I said, ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah, I thought, I was thinking Rude because he was predominantly heel. I was like, wait a minute, he never won the championship. At least I don't think he did. Because I thought Roddy won the championship. I'm on it. I was like, it can't be Roddy. He won the championship.
He's right there with, like, DiBiase and Scott Hall as, like, all-time greats. And Jake.
Right.
Like, you were never going to ask me if he had an acting career, because that's too specific. You were... Right. In the catchphrase thing, like, he didn't have a catchphrase, but, you know, every time you ask, get the right answer, I change the question, or whatever the fuck he said.
Right.
Like...
Well, you know, the funny part is, his most well-known catchphrase is from a movie.
Right.
So...
Yeah. They live. But also, Hell Comes to Frogtown is an amazingly, amazingly awful movie that I highly recommend to everybody because it's fun as hell.
It's so bad it's good.
And he was also in It's Always Sunny.
Yes, I knew that.
So, yeah, I went from Hacksaw to Piper, and it's because, do you even understand the connection between the two?
No, so go ahead and...
Did you watch Legends House?
No. Well, yeah, I did. I watched the first season.
That's all there has ever been.
Oh.
Remember Hacksaw and Piper became like BFFs for during...
Yes, yes.
There you go.
All right, Kent, anything going on this week?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure, but... If it's going to happen or not, I don't know, but... I don't know. If it does, I'll tell you next week that it did happen. How about that?
All right. Sounds good. So we'll check that one on later. So, all right, this week, Kent will get this preview up for tomorrow, because if he doesn't, then we won't know if WWE listens to us or not.
Right. So this is the preview in the blog will go up Thursday.
Yes.
Thursday.
Yes, tomorrow. We'll get them up tomorrow. I'll make sure that my end of the preview is done by tomorrow evening.
You know what? I need to say this, because we didn't talk really about women's wrestling too much, but I didn't get to say how interesting Fear the Walking Dead has been. They are doing a great job. They introduced Jenna Elfman this week of Dharma and Greg fame.
Oh, yeah. Is she that stupid character, or is she more of a...
No, she looks so different now, but she's... I guess she used to be like a nurse... The interesting thing is that this season, what we know is from the end of last season, the group end up at a baseball field, and they've been staying there for a year until this new bad group shows up suddenly. And then we know that there's a time jump from whatever happens here to the point where they attack Morgan and Morgan's new group.
Right.
And the other interesting thing that I read online, and I don't know if it's true, I can't find any proof of it, but online they're claiming that the end... The season finale last season of Fear coincides with the same day or time frame that the original group left the CDC in season one.
So they time skipped a lot.
We know they skipped at least one full year in the baseball diamond, and we can safely assume they time skipped quite a bit between now and when they attack Morgan's group. And it's all kind of interesting how they're tying both things together now.
Right. Now, so talking about... Walking Dead. This season, I heard, was pretty bad.
Here's the problem. The first half of season 8 has ruined it, so a lot of people stopped watching. Anybody who did stay for the whole thing can... I guarantee you will say the second half of season 8 was actually pretty good.
Okay.
But a lot of people left, and it left a bad taste, so people shit all over season 8, and I don't blame them. But I still say, if you watch season 8, episode 8, up to the finale... Everything feels right to an extent, except people are just upset that they may or may not have turned Jesus, Maggie, and Daryl heel.
Oh, no. Now, I have a question for you also. There can't be, like, you think they're going to go on with the show much longer?
Well, Maggie still hasn't signed her contract extension.
Okay.
I think they're going to probably get through the Whisperer War, and I think that would be the logical conclusion. I don't think they're going to get to where they are in the comics right now.
No.
This whole, I don't know what the hell this new thing is called. I haven't read since
the
beginning.
Me either. Yeah. It's almost over with now, though. I think it's pretty much over.
It's in June. It should be the 6th. So that's what I'm waiting for. I'm going to read it then.
Totally.
I could actually see the series ending, you read up to that point, right? I think it was like in December or November, there was that scene where Maggie finds Negan... And, like, she wants to kill him, but she doesn't kill him. I could see that almost kind of being, like, the series finale type moment.
Season or series?
Series.
So, like, that's it. They're going to stay there. That's a hell of a cock block.
She sees how weak and pathetic Negan has become.
Yes.
I think that's, like, the closure that the fans might want. So, if you get two seasons of the Whisperer War and then... The aftermath of that, 10 seasons is a hell of a run.
Yeah.
Don't go. I wouldn't go any longer.
8 seasons is a hell of a run. I wouldn't be.
They could have ended it right this last episode, and they could have, but then they add the Maggie scene, and then you're like, oh, shit is about to hit the fan.
Right.
So now we have intrigue for at least another season or two. Plus, let's face it, we all want to see the alpha scene in the aftermath. Like, we want to see heads on spikes.
Yes.
like, this shit needs to get some Game of Thrones going, and I am very excited for that.
It'll be interesting if they do that. So, alright. This is not a Walking Dead...
I don't get to do one because all my Walking Dead people are just jerk faces, so I don't care.
Well, I don't want to watch it. I am literally at this point waiting for the whole thing to end so I can binge watch the hell out of it. So,
fair enough. You're not missing a ton if you weren't terribly invested in the first place.
Right. So, all right. Well, for Kent and myself, we are going to wrap up this week's Are You Not Kentertained? Folks, we hope you enjoyed yourselves, and if not, too bad. We don't care. I'm kidding. We'll see you next week.
Sniff you jerks later. WWE, stop stealing our copyrighted material.
Stop stealing our shit.
Cease and desist.